And we have on the phone, live from Canita, Uncle Al.
Canita?
Yeah.
I'm where? Where am I?
Canita. Well, now, you see the
word. Can't you Americans talk the proper language?
Wait a minute.
Canada.
All right, so now you're Canada instance?
You know, we haven't gone to that Mexico, United States, Canada, Canada, whatever the hell you called it before on that Rex did.
Yeah, that's coming up.
No, it's not. Well, yeah, I must say I'm very impressed. I got to meet and talk with Rex tonight. He's in the iVisit room. I was very impressed because the man, his songs, his parody songs, just really are out of this world, and I still have, I'm not convinced yet that he's the smartest man in the world or the craziest man in the world. So I'm still working on that one.
Hell, we're not convinced he's a man. You know.
Well, there you go. His head is as long as Black, so I'm figuring he's a man.
Yeah.
So look at, I'm worried about Rex. He looks like he's drinking coffee.
No, that's not. Hey,
he never answered me. Is that his suspenders?
That's not the real Rex. Rex does not drink coffee.
Wait, it's an animation.
I mean, Rex does not. You told me that Rex is an alcoholic drunk that chased women all the time.
I don't know about the chasing women, but the first part is.
We haven't.
He's got a booze vault. Al, he's got a booze vault. The house isn't that great, but you should see the vault.
What if I can get that picture instead of
you? Gotta get that picture.
So you're telling me, Squire G, you really likes Rex's balls?
Oh, vault. Oh, God.
Actually,
I need to have a.
Actually, when his vault is filled, I do like it. Yes.
I asked Rex if he could do a parody song for Petunia Bloom and I so that I could use it to start my radio shows.
All right. Okay.